This is Dakota Datebook for March 16th. An old postcard of the Wahpeton Indian School shows a line of buildings and a cow minding her own business. She was Beauty Calantha Friesian, a retired dairy champion whose celebrity status entitled her to graze along 7th Street in view of the public. On this date in 1932, the Farmer Globe reported that Beauty would enter the state competition, having already won all the national Indian Service honors for milk and butterfat production. The government Indian school herd ranked 3rd in the state, while the state penitentiary herd ranked 1st, based on average butterfat per cow. But the second-ranking cow was 24 pounds under the Indian school champion. Breeders were very interested in this cow, who continued heavy production even at 14 years old. The school could not sell any government stock, so surplus offspring were transferred to other Indian schools, from Alaska to Arizona. The original herd sire came from the famous Femco Farm in Breckenridge, Minnesota, from which subsequent sires were also purchased. A succession of Indian school cows, whose registered first names were Beauty, continued to make local news. In 1946, J.W. Wellington, supervisor of farms and dairies in the Washington office, visited Wahpeton to evaluate the desirability of farming and dairy activities in the school program. Wahpeton had the best dairy herd in the Indian Service. But school superintendent Morrison and Wellington concluded that milk could be purchased more cheaply locally than produced at the school, and that students weren't receiving enough academic training to justify the time spent on the dairy herd and other agricultural activities. On January 2, 1947, in 26 below zero weather, the herd was shipped to boarding schools in Oklahoma and New Mexico. Equipment, buildings, and holdings connected with the Wahpeton Indian School were later put up for sale by bid. The following concerns received parcels of farmland: the Wahpeton Cemetery Association in 1956, the State School of Science in 1957. In return, the Science School would provide 10 tuition scholarships per year for 10 years to qualified Native American students. And the city of Wahpeton in 1959, which received by direct grant 14 acres to be used for local education and recreational purposes. No glass beads or public land acknowledgments sealed the deal. Wellington later became the school superintendent. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrake. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.